Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till you're home from the hospitals and back from over there. Hi, gang, this is Gene Norman, ushering another 30-minute hunk known as Command Performance. Yes, sir, a half hour of top talent and tunes, all as requisitioned by those letters, care of Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. PFC Al Bannon shows our glamour department for tonight. She's that very lovely critter with a voice for fine singing and a shape to send you zinging. Marilyn Maxwell.
Thanks, gang, and good evening, everybody. And for the private, we have a first-class arrangement of Basin Street Blues.
Won't you come along with me down the Mississippi? We'll take a boat to the land of dreams, down a river down to New Orleans. The band said to meet us, old folks to greet us. We'll take a boat to the land of dreams. Heaven on earth, they call it Basin Street. Basin Street is a street where all the dark and light folk meet. Land of dreams, New Orleans. You'll never know how nice it seems or just how much it really means. I'm glad to be, yes, sir, on Welcome Street, dear to me, where I can lose old Basin Street. You came with me down the Mississippi, where all the dark and the light folk meet. Heaven on earth, they call it Basin Street. Heaven on earth, they call it Basin Street.
Well, Marilyn, you really know your way around a song.
Oh, thank you, Gene. Well, what's the first order of the day? Do we tell some bright, sparkling jokes now?
Well, as a matter of fact, Marilyn, we received a letter from 50 boys stationed at an airfield in Korea who said, why does Command keep giving us big joke shows? Why not give us a musical show for a change?
Well, if it's music they want, we have just the man for them. He not only makes music, he writes it, records it, prints it, sings it, and sells it. Gang, it's Johnny Mercer.
Hi, fellas, and thanks, Marilyn. I got a little ditty here we might aim toward Staff Sergeant Hank Charters, who dropped us a nice note from Bavaria. It's Huggin' and Chalkin' by Clancy Hayes. We all ready?
Gee, but ain't it grand to have a gal so big and fat that when you go to hug her, you don't know where you're at. You have to take some chalk in your hand. You hug away some chalk away to see where you began. One day I was a hugging and a chalking and a chalking and a hugging away. when I met another fella with some chalk in his hand. Coming around the other way, he had a road map. Coming around the other way. That when you go to hunger, you don't know where you're at. You have to take a piece of chalk in your hand. You hug away and chalk away to see where you began. One day I was a hugging and a chalking and a begging her to be my bride. When I met another fella with some chalk in his hand, coming around the other side, was her husband. Coming around the other side. Hugging and chalking away.
Mighty fine, Johnny.
Thank you, Marilyn.
You know, Johnny, you've written a million tunes, and, well, tell me, do you ever have any trouble with people stealing your ideas?
Oh, sure. Once I wrote a great tune. Somebody switched the title and made a fortune with it.
Really?
Yep, I called it After You Left Me Out in the Melting Snow, It'll Be Tough Sledding Without You, Baby. Blue. And then somebody went and switched the title.
Oh, what did they call it?
Chloe.
Oh, that's a shame.
You think that's bad? You should know how much I lost on Begin the Begin.
Oh, Johnny, something tells me we better continue filling out that order for an all-musical command.
Well, I can't think of a better way to do that than to bring on our chamber music ensemble.
You mean?
Right. This outfit was asked for in lots of our mail and almost begged for in that letter from Alvy, Blinky, and George over in Sapporo, Japan. Here's your answer, guys. The Benny Goodman Sextet.
Thank you.
Yeah, B.G., I just love that sextet.
You should excuse the expression.
Thank you, student. Johnny, I consider that quite a compliment from you. After all, you write music.
But, Benny, you arrange music.
Well, is that right, Benny?
Well, yes. Why, Marilyn, did you know that when I was just 5 years old, my mother found me ad-libbing my own arrangement of Three Little Words?
Oh, that's wonderful. Your own arrangement of Three Little Words, hmm?
Was she impressed?
Hmm. You should have seen the expression on her face as she washed out my mouth with soap.
Hmm, it's a good thing we got that letter asking us not to have comedy on this show, because...
Not to have comedy, but I have right here a letter from a gang of Joes stationed in the Marianas who said the command performance always has a lot of music. How about a little comedy for a change already?
So,
I brought along a young man who was in the service himself. He's doing great in nightclubs and... By the way, he's taking off from Earl Carroll's tonight. Dave Barry.
Thank you very much. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Gee, I feel wonderful today. I finally got a call from my car dealer that my new car has arrived. And so my wife and I rushed down to the car lot, and boy, we were really thrilled as we got in to try it out. First, I stepped on the starter. Then I threw her in first. Made a right-hand turn. Threw her in second. Made a left-hand turn. Threw her in high. Made another right-hand turn. And by that time, I was out of the parking lot. Then I turned to my wife. I said, okay, honey, we got a brand new car. We're rich. Let's dine out tonight. Where would you like to eat? She said, how about the olive drab helmet liner? That's a veteran's version of the Brown Derby. I said, but honey, we're not that rich. I insist, she insisted. So I drove up to the place, I sold my car, and we went in. All the Hollywood personalities were there holding a big party. Sydney Greenstreet. Each famous star brought along an unknown character as their protege. First, Humphrey Bogart got up and said, hiya, folks. I'd like to have you meet a pal of mine. If he appears nervous tonight, you'll have to forgive him. You see, he's at that awkward age. Too old for comic books and too young for Esquire. This guy hears double, sees double, and drinks double. Southern's greatest comfort, meet Dipsy Doodle. Thank you. Darn those double shots. My bartender mixed me a new drink last night. It's called Old Buttermilk High. 3 drinks and you turn all night. While I'm working on my own drink, it's called a zombie, 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 and old brother. You drink 3 zombies and old brother. Well, anyway, when I guess I'll go home and see my wife. I got the most brutal full wife in the whole world. They say that marriage is a road to heaven. Well, if it is, I'm on a heck of a detour. Well, goodbye. Hello? Olive Drab Helmet Liner. Archie on KP speaking. Oh, hello, Duffy. Out of business? Staggering.
Customers likewise. I'm telling you, Dumpy, the place has become a regular separation center. Already I've had to separate three guys. Oh, we're holding a party tonight, Duffy. Yeah, all the seminar stars are here with the proto Gigi. In fact, I'm introducing one myself. He's a crooner, Duffy. Crooner. That's C-R-O-O-N-E-R. Well, you know how Frank Sinatra brought fame to New Jersey and Rudy Valley brought pride to Maine? Well, this guy does nothing for Brooklyn. So allows me to introduce Bing Barry, the Brooklyn Viper Door singer night and day.
Rode a beat, beat, beat on the umpire's head in a Brooklyn Dodgers brawl. Through the tick, tick, tock of the cuckoo clock as it cuckoos on the wall. Through the drip, drip, drip of the faucet when the pipes are all worn through. So a verse within me keeps repeating, use, use, the use, night and day. Use it, the one. Only use beneath the moon and under the sun. Whether near to me or far, it ain't no matter where yous are. I think of yous day and night, night and day, under the height of me. There's no such a foibin joining, voining inside of me. And it's torment won't be true till you leave me spend the rest of me life making love to you. Lippy and Dave.
Well, David, I know the boys will always be glad to have you back for encore after encore.
Well, Marilyn, I'd gladly pitch in a few operatic arias for you right now. My voice is amazing.
It sure is.
Marilyn, I don't like the tone of your voice. Look, my vocal coach heard me sing and he sent me this note. It says, Dave, you sound like another John Charles Thomas.
Gosh, like another John Charles Thomas?
Yeah, it goes on. You sure don't sound like the one who sings. guess I'll take five.
Okay, Dave. Well, gang, we do have the Johnny Mercer who sings, and he's whipped up a command version of one of his latest recordings, the Possum Song.
Mm-hmm. Seaman First Class Jack Henderson out in the Blue Pacific. Hold tight. This one's for you. Six tall, slim, slick, sycamore saplings, possum up a tree. Somewhere up in one of them saplings, possum's laughing at me. Hound dog saying, know what he's saying, possum on a limb. He done hit in one of them saplings, I'll get even with him. Get a going, Pete, gotta run, get the gun, beat it over yonder to the hollow. Moon shining bright on the treetops tonight, possum ain't far, far he are all. Six tall, slim, slick, sycamore saplings, possum on the loose. He's been stealing all of my chickens, now I'll cook his goose. Possum knows he's in a jam, he's so good with candy, yeah. Doggone tootin', sure as I'm shooting, possum falling for me. Slim, slick, sycamore saplings, possum up a tree. Somewhere up in one of them saplings, possum's laughing at me. Hound dog saying, know what he's saying, possum on a limb.
He done hit one of them sappers. I'll get even with him. Get a gold seat, got to run, get the gun, beat it all the way through the hollow. Boom, shining bright on the treetop tonight. Possum ain't far, dah, he ah, dah. Six tall, slim, slick, sycamore sapling. Possum, show your skin. He's been stealing all of my chickens. Shoot him, ain't no sin. Moonlight shining in my eyes. I miss that possum and I'll die. Doggone moonlight. Doggone eyesight. Miss that possum again.
That's very fine, Johnny. I'll bet the seamen enjoyed that.
Oh, my voice makes the entire Navy happy.
It does.
Yeah, it makes them glad they're so far away, Marilyn. Now, how about an encore from Benny Goodman and his sextet?
I can do. A call for Marty Flanagan in Japan. It's a swell copy of I Know That You Know. Wonderful, gentlemen, wonderful.
Thank you, Artie Shaw.
Hello. Has Mr. Sinatra sneaked in there?
I thought it was Tony.
Tony, wasn't it? Yeah. I couldn't tell.
You got a line here, John.
Marilyn, you're on.
Yeah, she said wonderful, gentlemen, wonderful.
Yeah,
you're on,
John. Oh, well, Marilyn, pardon me. Let's see. Have we covered everything? Some listeners wanted music, but all we all did some music in, didn't we?
Well, John, I'd be glad to do 16 or 20 numbers. You know what I mean. I'm not...
Okay. Okay, Frank, are you really sure that voice of yours impresses people?
Will somebody tell me how I got in here?
Let's see how these lines read.
Does it? Listen, son, when the manager of the Metropolitan Opera heard me sing that classic, "Of Such Things Girls Are Made," he sent me abroad to study. And I just love it.
You had a punchline there, but I think we're fractured. No kidding. Sent you abroad to study?
Of course. He always locked up her. What?
What is this?
He always locked her up at recess. This is a great reading you made.
Well, Frank, your showing up here tonight came as a surprise, so how about making the surprise complete with a closing number?
There's a man owns quite a lot of horses, real estate, and the Pirates, too. Plays a lot of golf on a lot of courses. I love the guy, and so do you. Old man Crosby, that old man Crosby, he don't say nothing, but he must know something. He just keeps singing, keeps right on singing along. He don't wear bow ties of silk or cotton, and though I wear them, I still got nothing. Well, it rhymes, but old Dad Crosby keeps right on singing along. Hames and me, we sweat and strain. Throats all aching and racked with pain.
Don't go away.
Yes, we do all right. Don't be misled. But when the groaner groans a note, oh, brother, we're dead. I get weary and sick of dying. If Como says he's happy, you can bet that he's lying. 'Cause old man Crosby, he keeps on singing all
gang, but again, we're almost bursting seams of another command. We'll have to take five for now. Wish you lots of luck, and thank you for asking us in. Tonight, those thanks come from Johnny Mercer.
And Marilyn Maxwell, and the victimized Dave Barry. and the inimitable Benny Goodman Sextet, and our announcer, Gene Norman.
Wait a minute, Johnny.
What is it?
Do you realize that we've done a whole half-hour radio show, and there hasn't been one sound effect?
Yeah, but if this leaks out, heads will roll. Think we can get away with it, Marilyn?
Well, sure. We'll say goodnight real fast and run out.
Okay, good night.
Good night.
Oh, well, we tried.
A special thanks to Frank Sinatra, who dropped in while tonight's show was underway and offered his services. This program was arranged with the aid of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education. ¶¶
Thank you.